Welcome back to the Press Box and our Saturday preview show, and my special host, as always, Mr. Dave Baker.
Gino, great talking to you again. And before we get going, let's start off and tell the folks that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tino's Handmade Vodka. Now, we're going to get on to what is happening at Churchill Downs today, but a lot of stuff happening this week. First and foremost, Gina, fans at the Oaks and Zurich.
Yeah, big week of announcements, in particular news regarding Derby Week, Buzzy. And as you well know, we've had to postpone the Derby due to the pandemic. And, you know, to give Churchill and NBC to a large credit here, Buzzy, they found this week in September, the first weekend in September, to find a soft spot in both the broadcast schedule and the football schedule and the racing schedule and to relocate. And now we get the great news that fans and spectators will be allowed on the premises. A lot of details yet to be worked out, but, you know, it's very, very important to the Commonwealth, both from a economic standpoint, but also just kind of in our blood. The Derby is one of our linchpin events, and have it back and where fans can attend is very, very important.
And I want to go a little hats off right now as well to the athletic departments at U of L and UK. You want to talk about a big weekend now, so you'll have racing just like it was Derby Week over at Churchill all week long. U of L has moved its football opener against North Carolina State to Wednesday night the 2nd. Kentucky has moved its football opener against Eastern Michigan to Thursday night the 3rd, and that opens things up over the weekend for all the great Oaks and Derby action on Friday and Saturday. And along those lines, Gene, with that coming up, we are perilously close to the opening of the Louisville Thoroughbred Society as well.
Well, you know, Buzzy, it's been a long process. It's been 4 years since we announced we were going to endeavor to build the most premium thoroughbred club and private club dedicated to the enhancement and promotion of the thoroughbred industry right down on Main Street in Louisville. And we're going to be open the first week of August for full operations. And we're in the stretch drive, my friend. And I call it the home stretch because it's really become a second home for me over these last 4 years. And very, very thankful to a lot of people, including you and others, that have made a dream really close to becoming a reality.
Yeah, dude, you've made it come true. But, folks, I sincerely want to tell you, make sure you go to the pressboxlts.com. See the progress. There's information about how you can become involved with it as well. And it is going to be a go-to place. Whether Churchill Downs is open or not, it's going to be one of those year-round places, and I just encourage you to check it out. So talking about the Downs now, today's 11-race program team highlighted by the $500,000 Stephen Foster Grade 2 presented by Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Buffy, you know, Coca-Cola is one of my go-to drinks, and I always keep one nearby. But this version is a grade 2 stakes, but there is no better grade 1 stake in the world than this particular version of the Stephen Foster. It's just full from pillar to post with outstanding talent. I mean, class one, grade one talent, headlined by Tom Theotop. Just a fabulous racehorse. He's even money in the morning line, but two horses in particular that I really think I hold a lot of. By my standards, trained by Vivian Brett Calhoun, 2-for-2 this year, won the Louisiana Derby as a 3-year-old last year. Didn't run that well in the Derby and had the rest of the year off, but he has come back and maybe Fuzzy the best older horse in the country right now. And then also Owendale, who won the Lexington Stakes a year ago as a 3-year-old. He's already come back and won this spring, winning the Blaine Stakes in a remarkable rally down the stretch. So those three horses in particular, I'd stack up against any of the older horses in the world right now.
one of the things for folks to remember as well is that Stephen Foster has become big time important in terms of horse of the year and a win in this race, and it's an automatic entry into the Breeders' Cup Classic over at Keeneland.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's horses that have come out of the Foster in the past, you know, Black Tie Affair, St. Liam, Curlin, Gunrunner. I mean, you know, these are some of the greatest horses of our most recent history. And, you know, I don't doubt that two or three of these horses will be really in contention when we come Breeders' Cup Classic time at Keeneland, no less, in the first weekend in November. Just tremendous talent in this race, and it's going to be a heck of a horse race, Buzzy.
Absolutely. So that brings us to the million-dollar question. How are you going to play it?
Well, Tom Ziatot is got to be your favorite here. He's just done so much at this track in particular, trained by Al Stahl, will be ridden by Miguel Mena. You know, I'm a little partial to Owendale in a way. I really like Brad Cox, the trainer. He's a very good friend. And this horse is really getting better and better and better with each and every start. But I'm going to tell you, Buzzy, I really think by my standards is the best older horse in the country right now, including Maximum Security on his best day. And
oh, wow.
I really think by my standards, is a horse that's improving, getting better. I just think he's going to love this particular way the race is going to step up. He's going to have to step up, Buzzy, to beat a horse like Tom Ziatot and Owendale. Both are class one, grade one caliber, but by my standards, he's going to be my horse. He's early morning, 5-2, and that's a square price.
And Gene, one more thing to point out on this card as well. Speaking of greats, fans will be able to see and bet on the great Midnight Bisou.
You know, the Florida Lee Stakes is on the undercard today, Buzzy, at Churchill. And really, you've got the champion, Midnight Bisou, who ran second to Maximum Security in the Saudi Cup earlier this year. You know, most likely the favorite to win the Breeders' Cup Distaff this year, although we've got the return of Monomoy Girl, who has returned and looks like she hasn't missed a beat. Another one from the Brad Cox barn. And you've got in this race, Serengeti Empress, winner of the Kentucky Oaks last year. And, you know, I really think this is going to be a heck of a race.
But, yeah, what you said.
You know, Midnight Bisou is the champ. She beat Serengeti last year, ran second in the Distaff, and Serengeti was third. But Serengeti Empress, who won the Oaks, has got one dimension and one only, but she's an expert at it. She loves speed. She loves going to the front. She's going to make the lead. I don't see a lot of other speed here, Buzzy, and I really think that Serengeti Empress, you've got to come and get her, and it's going to be interesting if Midnight Bisou is cranked up just enough to get there and get to Serengeti. I'm going to play Serengeti Empress in over Midnight Bisou.
All right, great racing all throughout the day at Churchill Downs. You can get all the picks at the Press Box LTS. Just go to the handicapping tab, and you'll have Gene's picks, and nobody knows what's going on the backside at Churchill more than he does. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equaride, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean here is hoping that you and yours have a wonderful weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. It's going to be a good one. And, you know, we're getting really close to that 4th of July. Summer's
yes,
really
sir.
Starting to crank in. Let's go have some fun. Let's live and let live and enjoy each other's company and start to become, again, the type of people we know we are here in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and that's love thy neighbor as thyself.
Sounds awesome to me. Amen, brother. Have a great weekend.
You take care, my friend.